You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
So today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, we have sort of a timely show, which is Corona IRA relief, because obviously a lot of stuff has changed as a matter of these policies. But I don't know if you've thought about this or you've heard it from your pastor perhaps, but Corona is actually Spanish for crown, probably mm-hmm. Latin as well, and certainly some version of that in French. But nonetheless, crown is, you know, certainly what, when we think of Christ, right, it's Christ's crown. And so, you know, crown relief makes perfect sense to me in that, you know, if you really trust in the crown, which is the crown of Christ, then you have no need to fear. And I think it was Roosevelt who said, you have nothing to fear but fear for self. And we've seen that in these times, that, oh, my goodness, the people that, you know, were rampant with fear were the people that needed relief. And so I got an idea for you. When you think Corona, think of the crown of Christ, and that we got nothing. There's no need to fear. You know, Jesus is here, and it's all going to be good. But in the meantime, you know, the government has found some things that they felt like they could help in tax relief and different things through IRAs. And so we are very blessed to not only have our certified financial planner, Hans Scheil, with us to go through those things, but you're fresh off of Ed Slott, who's like the IRA guru of gurus.
Sure.
And so you have the latest and greatest.
Yeah. I mean, Ed Slott is he's America's IRA expert, and he's a CPA. He's out of New York. Most people out of our industry haven't heard of him. He's on public TV. He donates his time to public TV, and they use him to raise money and just giving IRA advice. And how I know him is he has – a group called his Elite Advisors. He started that about 20 years ago. I've been in it about 10. And he, you have to take an exam to get into this thing, and you had to go to a conference and, of course, pay Ed Slott dues and money. But it's wonderful. We go to two conferences a year. This year it was a virtual conference, so it was a little tough to go over tax stuff just on the computer without all the glitz and the speakers and all that kind of stuff. But I made it through it. And what he does is he just has a group of people that we benefit from his research and his know-how in this one of the seven worries, which is IRAs, 401ks, retirement plans, and the tax planning around that, and really the financial planning. So I'm on the telephone. I'm on the web doing webinars, reading monthly with Ed Slott, and then I go twice a year to his seminars, which I'm required to attend being a member, and then we get very deep into IRA plans. And really, if you get the nuts of it, we're just trying to get the money out of the IRA and pay the least amount of taxes on it, if you really want to get down to the goal of the thing, because with IRA money and 401k money, a lot of things we cover. And specifically on today's show, Congress just passed the CARES Act, which is Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. So they must have like a little group or a little room over by the Capitol somewhere. And these people's whole career, they got MBAs. And they're wordsmith people, and they come up with ways to describe the law and then have an acronym that sounds good, okay?
Yeah.
So that's the CARES Act. And the CARES Act covers a whole lot of things that we're not going to talk about on the show. And it's really designed to stimulate the economy. The specific ones we're going to talk about today is how this affects your IRA and 401k or any type of retirement plan. And it's kind of interesting that the two things that they've done to IRAs seem exactly the opposite of each other. And so let me qualify that. So if you're still working or you're young and you're not yet retired and you've lost your job or you've suffered some economic circumstances, your pay's been cut way down and you've been damaged and you're just out of money, or you've got a financial problem because of the coronavirus thing going on, and you have money in an IRA or a 401k, there's provisions of this law that you can get at some of that money just to live or to replace your missing income till you get another job. And you can do that, and you can avoid and postpone some of the taxes. So that's the first thing I want to talk about when this show is really about retirement. So some of you that are planning for retirement, you're still working, and this may be an option for you. Many of you have adult children who are in circumstances like this, and this would be a possible place for them to withdraw some money and have some liquidity to just pay their bills and kind of make it to the next job. So for that reason, you know, I don't really want to get into the politics of this at all. I mean, we're not going to get into the politics. I just really want to talk about, so what does the law let you do? And maybe why would you want to do this or why would you not want to do it? And then, you know, I would suggest that if you do pull some money out or one of your kids does or somebody you're advising, that they would seek the help of a professional, that they wouldn't just say, you know, I heard Hans say you can pull money out of your IRA and just spend it to live and you won't have to pay taxes on it. I mean, you know, I didn't say that, and don't have somebody just relying on hearsay to make important financial decisions. Okay, all that being said, is there's really four criteria that you this person that would make this withdrawal, whether that would be you or somebody you know, you need to experience adverse financial consequences from either one, being quarantined, number two, being furloughed or laid off or having work hours reduced, being unable to work due to lack of child care, or closing or reducing hours of a business owned or operated by the individual. So if you meet any one of those four criteria, you're eligible for this. And nearest I can read, there's no matching of like how much money you lost and then you can only withdraw a certain amount. There's none of that matching. Is if you meet one of those criteria, which is pretty much everybody in the country, and you have money in a plan, in a retirement plan like a 401k, 403b, or an IRA, you can make a withdrawal of up to $100,000 this year. You got some dates that needs to be smashed into, but you got plenty of lead time to do it now from when you're hearing this radio show. You can withdraw up to $100,000, and you can avoid, if you're under 59 and a half, you'll know that there's a 10% penalty for early withdrawal from retirement plans or IRAs. That's waived, so you won't ever have to pay that. And so if you were even thinking about taking money out of your IRA, or like if you were planning to do that a year from now after you ran out of your other savings, you may want to time this so it happens this year because you can avoid that 10% penalty on up to 100 grand. And then as far as the taxes, because you are still going to have to pay taxes on this money you withdraw, if you withdrew the whole 100,000, you know, that's going to be a tax bill of $30,000 to $45,000. The government's going to give you up to 3 years to pay the taxes. So you're going to, you know, pay one-third of them this year, another third next year, and another third the year after that. So exactly how they're going to spread that on your tax return, we haven't gotten that far yet. But that's a benefit to it. And then, you know, you have up to 3 years where you can actually put this money back. Now, I don't know how many people are going to be out of a job, withdraw the money, spend the money to live, but still keep enough to pay the taxes, then pay the taxes next year, and then somehow, magically, in the third year, they're going to have this amount of money show up, and they're going to pay it back. But if somehow you could make that work, or you could get a loan from the bank, or you inherit some money, or maybe one of your parents would give you an early inheritance or something, maybe you'd win the lottery. I don't know. you would be able to put this money back in the IRA. And when you do that, you'd get the taxes back from the government that you paid on it. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. I'm just kind of blabbering it, but it's those are the general rules. And
so if we try to make that a practical, you know, just say my son is in the car business, and
yeah,
you can certainly say that, oh, my goodness, you know, he's seen a reduction in sales and all as people are not coming out like they were and all that. And so – and he's got a big IRA, and he's used to making, you know, a certain amount of income. He could, right, take, you know, maybe 15,
up to 100,000. We picked a number like 20.
Probably more realistically, let's say $20,000. Now he takes that out. Now he's probably going to pay taxes, you know, $7,000-$8,000, right? Would be legitimate what the taxes are going to be. But the good news is he doesn't have to pay that back, but over 3 years.
He doesn't have to pay the taxes, but over 3 years. But just keep in mind, let's just say he sets aside $2,000 of the $6,000 due in taxes. She sets aside one third this year, then he's going to have to come up with a $2,000 next year and $2,000 the year after that. And if he's already spent the $20,000 or the leftover amount of that, he could be in a little bit of a bind like next year.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But if you're going to assume things are going to be better next year, then just having to pay back $2,000.
But if he was even a really good steward and he did take that $2,000 out, and he left $4,000 in an account somewhere.
Right.
To know, okay, I've got the taxes over there, and then maybe by, you know, he has a really good year in, you know, 2023 or 2022, whatever it is, and boom, he could put the money back, and now he gets
a pretty good refund.
$6,000 back for having, you know, done all that. So there, you know, there's a possible, you know, back-end stimulus.
Yeah, and I don't want to make this sound too pretty. I mean, the reality is you probably shouldn't do this, okay? And without me even saying that, if you do this or consider doing it, you're going to carry a bunch of shame. I mean, we shouldn't be robbing our retirement accounts. Now, the flip side of that is the government did this for a reason, is if you're out of money and out of a job and you got money in that 401k or IRA or something there that's going to help you keep your family together and fed and under the roof, I would say go ahead and do it.
Right. And when we come back, we've got more. We just talked about one half of this boomerang of the you know, IRA relief that we're talking about, the Corona crown. So when we come back, remember, as always, this is brought to you by CardinalGuy.com. And, you know, the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living Retirement, Hans Books. It's available just by emailing him. So when we come back, more Corona relief.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with today's show, Corona IRA Relief, which is a fascinating subject. We're here with our financial planner, certified financial planner, Hans Scheil. And Hans, when we left our hero, we're getting out our money, you know, which is interesting, out of this IRA here on the front for the young people, kind of, you know, taking money out of their inheritance and looking at what that may look like. And I do think it's sound advice that there's some way not to do that. You know,
yeah,
or even be able to take a loan against it. There's
other things, and there's some relief provisions for loans in here as well. A whole bunch of stuff baked in here. I was just trying to get to the essence: you can rob your IRA if it's your point of last resort to be able to pay the bills. Okay, and I want to just throw in there in summary is I want you to lose the shame about it. If that's where you need to go and you need to get money to live, then just let's do it. And then we'll try to figure out a way to put it back.
Right, right. But then there's something for young and old.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily want to call a lot of our listeners old because I'm calling myself that too. Let's just say the people that are 70 and over, and they can call themselves what they want, that have to take what are called required minimum distributions, and they're going to get some relief from those if you really want to call it relief. So what the government has done is really just seems like the opposite of what they've done for the younger people. They let the younger people pull money out and limit the penalties. They're letting you leave it in if you're over 70. So there's going to be no minimum distributions or required minimum distributions in 2020. So you can still take the money and you can still pay taxes on it, just like you always. You can take more than the money and pay taxes on that. So nobody's telling you can't take money out of there. They're just saying you don't have to take money according to the law. And it also applies to some people younger than 70 if you're an inherited IRA beneficiary. So if you're somebody who has received, you are the beneficiary of an IRA, and so you have an inherited IRA and you're stretching the payments out over your lifetime, you are relieved as well from the 2020 minimum distribution. And so I think part of that was in this coronavirus relief bill is they're saying that, look, anybody that's invested in stocks has lost some substantial money in the stock market. And so they're just giving you some relief in the sense that your account's not even going to have to go lower because you're going to make a distribution. Now, my sense of that, and those of you that listen to this show regularly know that I'm not necessarily a big fan of just taking the minimum, okay? And for that reason it just doesn't make a lot of sense to use an IRA as a wealth transfer vehicle because you're handing over a big tax bill to your kids. So if you choose not to take your minimum distribution or any distribution in 2020, you're really it's just going to make your IRA that much bigger because you've saved the taxes, you've saved the spent money or whatever. And so that looks good on the surface, but ultimately, if you don't withdraw the money during your lifetime, this is going to pass to your kids. And people inherit a lot of these in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, and they need the money, and they a lot of times are just going to pay the tax and collect the money, and so you get a lifetime of savings getting wiped out in a year, or 40% of it by a tax bill, and the other 60% of it by perhaps some spending on things all at once. So I don't see that we're necessarily accomplishing that much by not taking money out of the IRA. I think and a lot of people that are doing that are really trying to save that thing for their kids. And there's a lot of better strategies than just letting it build up in that taxable account.
Right. As we've talked about in numerous shows, that the lower tax rates that we're currently enjoying, which won't last forever, is a great time to even take that money. If you want to keep it in IRAs, you can take it and transfer it to a Roth IRA that would then, you know, give you a lot more options.
Another option is just pulling out money now, paying the taxes and giving it to your kids now after the taxes. I mean, if you truly don't have it there for yourself as a cushion. Now, I'm not going to just blanket recommend that for anybody. You could pull it out, pay the taxes, and then take what's left and invest that in something where you then would have access to money where you wouldn't have to pay taxes when you make a withdrawal. I mean, people that use their IRA as their savings account, they got a big problem because if they build up tens of thousands and then hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they all of a sudden, that's their savings account, and all of a sudden they needed $50,000 for something, you're going to have to draw out 80 or 90 to net 50 because you're going to have to pay tax on every dollar coming out of there, and that's going to send your tax bracket off the roof. So systematically pulling out money year after year after year out of an IRA just makes sense. possibly more than the minimum. I mean, I can't tell you that without really looking at your situation and doing a plan for you. But what I am recommending is that you, for many of you, that you would seriously consider still taking a distribution this year. If you truly don't need it, you could do a QCD, you know, a qualified charitable distribution. So that would be another thing you could call me about, is you could give the money directly to the church, and then you wouldn't pay any taxes on it, or another charitable institution.
Which brings up a great point that for a lot of folks, right, they've lost a lot of money in the stock market in, you know, one quarter. And so they're looking at something going, oh, this wouldn't be a good time to take any money. Because what they feel is like, I'm not where I was. But by the same token, those losses, don't they offset some things as far as looking at your taxes this year?
Well, not if they're inside an IRA, though. I mean, because, you know, let's just take an example. Let's say you had $100,000 in your IRA on December 31st. And then maybe it grew a little bit in January. So it grew up to $105,000 or something in January and February. And then it crashed in the market because you had it all in stocks and growth stocks. And then it went down to $80,000. Well, none of those things created a taxable event. You've never paid taxes on this money, so there's no tax write-off.
But let's just say we had participant B, participant number two, had money in a Roth IRA that was also in the stock market, right? Wouldn't his losses be a taxable event?
No.
No, because no,
that's tax-free.
That's tax-free, too. Okay. See, participant C had just plain money in the IRA.
What you're thinking about is if you own stock, it wasn't in an IRA.
Right.
And then it went way down in value, and you sold it.
Yeah, you'd have and to you sell sold it or you it, didn't realize the loss.
You didn't realize the loss. And you'd have to sell it for less than you originally bought it for. See, there's a lot of people crying over their losses in the market and the crash that happened back in March. And I'm still one of them. I miss that money. but a lot of them don't really haven't looked at it, that what they lost were gains. That money, the stock market's run up a lot over the last few years. So they've really lost money against their all-time high, but they're still in the zone of making money over what they paid for the stock.
So if they cashed out, they would have a tax.
They owe capital gains taxes.
Whoa.
You know, over what they paid for it. So we're kind of getting into an area now of taxation. And that's one of the things that makes an IRA so nice, is you can move stocks around, you can suffer losses, and you can get gains, and you don't have any taxable you don't have taxes on a traditional IRA or what's not a Roth until you make a distribution. And that's what the government is giving you relief from. They're saying you don't have to make distributions. If you otherwise would fall under the minimum distribution rules, we're going to waive that for 2020. Okay?
For the first time, it actually begins to turn the light on why that might be a really good thing for some seniors, because those people who did have their money in stocks that took significant losses that might be on their way back up as the market recovers. By not having to take a distribution, they don't have to sell those stocks.
Correct. To pay the taxes.
And
to just make the distribution. Yeah.
Right. To make their RMD, they don't have to sell those stocks, and so they won't take the loss.
Yeah.
Which I can see that. But by the same token, a long-term plan would be saying, we got to get this money moved into some place where we're
going to have more options. Yeah, little bit by little bit. And then, you know, we haven't even talked about the people that are pretty much in a low tax situation and most of their savings in an IRA. They never paid taxes on that. They got a pretty good Social Security check, maybe a little other check from something else, and they're just marching along and they're not paying much in taxes. And then they really think they're beating something by skipping their minimum distribution or just taking the minimum. And then their kids, who are doing well, who are the beneficiaries of this IRA, they're in high tax brackets. So these people are going to just hoard this money. It's going to grow. Then they're going to die, leave it to their kids, and then their kids are going to cash it in at really high tax brackets and do it all in 1 year.
That's provided they have their beneficiaries right, which this would be a good time to mention that.
Yeah. I mean, we always, Ed Slott just talked about it again. He goes over it in every meeting, and we talk about it on a lot of radio shows. People, check your beneficiaries. This money is not going to pass through the will. I don't care what your will says. That when you die, the beneficiary is going to be paid, and make sure that that's who you want the money to go to. And I'll be glad to help you with that. It is simple to change a beneficiary or to update them. And we're just putting that as a point. If you're home and you can't get out and you're looking for something to do, that'd be a great thing to put on their list.
Yeah, look up those beneficiaries. Again, we've been talking about Corona IRA relief today on Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner and author, I'll point out, of the Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which the book's available right there at cardinalguide.com. Actually, 7 worries tabs. You can get a PDF free. You can download it right from the website. Or you can just email Hans with your particular question.
I'd be glad to send the book out to you. Anybody that's interested in it, you just can go on cardinalguide.com. You go down to the message. Mackenzie's my assistant. You put down that you'd like a book and make a comment or two about the show, and we'll ship one. Just give us your address, and we'll send one right out to you.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, Hans, for all you do on the IRA stuff. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.